Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening. Our number again, 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. A free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area. It was a huge national story just a couple of weeks ago. A couple of Utah high school students were arrested after a fellow student tipped off authorities about some threatening text messages pointing to a major terrorist attack on their own high school. Police there in Utah say the two teens had made very detailed plans to bomb Roy High School near Salt Lake City during a school assembly. And then the two teens had planned to make a dramatic airborne getaway. Most frightening of all, the fact that the authorities say these two kids actually had the wherewithal, the ability, and the resources to pull off their plan. Joining us on the telephone, a teacher at Roy High School in Roy, Utah, right outside Salt Lake City, who knows these kids and very coincidentally has written a book about teen behavior called The Totally Awesome You, the Inside Outside Teen Power Book. It's a book on teen self-improvement. Julie Webb Townsend is our guest. Julie, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you've been a teacher at Roy High School for how long?
16 years.
And when this story came about, tell me where you were and how you first found out.
Teaching school, yes. We were called into a faculty meeting to let everyone know what was going on and to be well informed and how prepared we were. I was at school.
Did you know the two teens? Had you ever had either of them in class? Had you seen them in the hallways?
Yes, I knew one of them quite well. Yes. The other one I did not know at all.
Now, you've written a book where, you know, you work on teen self-improvement. You've actually got, students in sort of a focus group, teens,
right,
to talk about the pressures that they're under and you know, offer some really salient strategies on how to overcome some of the challenges of your high school years. And listen, it wasn't easy for any of us.
No.
When you got word of this story, when you're in this faculty meeting, were you surprised that it was these two kids? Were you shocked that it was your school?
Oh,
what went through your mind?
Yeah, very much so. The students and the faculty all said how surprised they were with both of these boys. Yeah, it was a big surprise to us. And we'd had two other incidences before then, but they were handled well. The mood at the school now, I have to be quite careful because there's still the ongoing investigation that I don't want to hurt any of that. But, you know, despite all the negative, the royal pride is still not broken. In fact, I'm just looking at a newspaper right here that was put out yesterday from our school news, and it just says a couple comments from the students where it just shows how strong we are, how united we are, and how we stick together even through tough times. Another student says, we're happy, we're strong, our administration is keeping us safe. And then our principal says, it's so nice to see so many kids love their school and stand up for the right things. So the mood in the school is really good now. Great self-esteem builder, and it's quite united now.
Julie Webb Townsend is an instructor at Roy High School near Salt Lake City, Utah, where a near tragedy was avoided just a couple of weeks ago. She's also the author of The Totally Awesome You, the Inside Outside Teen Power Book. And if you'd like to find out more about Julie and the book, you can visit her online at juliewebbtownsend.com. Now, you talked to dozens of kids in the process of writing this book. And
oh, yeah.
I wonder, as you did these surveys about what teens want more information on, and you really dug deep into this, for moms and dads who are listening, are there traits, are there telltale signs that your teen might be going through something that's a little more than the average, everyday sort of teenage drama?
Yeah. I've been researching this for 5 years, and I interviewed over 573 teens and came up with the things they want to talk most about. But, yeah, for parents, it is a strange time. They go through a lot of different stages to try to figure it all out. But I would say the main thing for parents is to know their friends. Are you involved in their lives? Are you understanding who they're with and how they're spending their time and who they're texting? And, that's really important, because if they've got some friends that are scary, they're going down a scary path most likely. So in my book, I show things to watch out for. I even have a little section of kids under stress and how their personalities actually change under stress and then prolong stress. So they do a little personality profile test, and it does help the parents have some clues that way.
There were a couple of stories, and by the way, we're talking with Julie Webb Townsend, the author of the new book for kids, The Totally Awesome You, the Inside-Outside Teen Power Book. She's also an instructor at Roy High School in Roy, Utah, right outside Salt Lake, where this near terrorist incident happened. Mm-hmm. A couple of news reports I wanted to ask you about, Julie, and it relates very closely to your book. One was that the way this all came out, and you just mentioned texting, knowing who your kids are texting, that one of these two students who had planned this attack at the school, the way that it all came out is that he texted a girl and said something to the effect of, if I told you not to go to school tomorrow, would you not go to school? Is that how it all came out?
Yes. And, you know, I applaud her for being so brave to come forward. I'd like to thank the administration and the teachers that make that atmosphere possible, because she felt comfortable enough to know that she would be safe in showing this text to the administration, and they quickly went into action. But having a safe environment where the kids can come to you with information like this, and I feel that she was so brave to come forward. This was a good friend of hers, and she put that aside, and it's been difficult for her, but she came forward, and, you know, really, she's a hero in the story here.
I think you're exactly right, and that's tough. You're right, you know, with kids and peer pressure and bullying and all that. The other story that made the rounds in the news media here on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., is that one of these students had actually gone all the way up to Columbine High School and interviewed the principal there for your school newspaper. And now authorities are saying that they think maybe he was trying to do his homework and do a sort of a fact-finding discovery mission. Do you remember this article, and is that what actually happened?
Yeah, definitely. This is a student that I did know. Yes, and I think that's, you know, a very scary part of the story, is that it was taken to such extremes, very detailed. And on the news, the principal of Columbine was interviewed and said, yes, that he did fly there to interview the principal. And, so that's why they went into such an extreme plan to make everyone safe and move quickly into it, because it had gone so far.
And Julie Webb Townsend is our guest. The book is, very coincidentally, The Totally Awesome You, the Inside-Outside Teen Power Book. She's an instructor at Roy High School in Roy, Utah, where this near terrorism attack almost happened in late January. She's written a couple of books, also is a co-Emmy Award winner for her work with the Salt Lake City Olympics. How cool is that? We've talked about some of the tough things that you've gone through there. Let's talk about what you've learned from kids. You interviewed, you said, well over 500 teens for your book. Are there traits? The researcher in me wonders, did you uncover some common traits, some commonalities that the more successful teens shared?
Yes, I really did. Yeah, on page 26 of my book, I broke it down into four common threads, and one is foundation. So these successful teens are learning about their values and their gifts. They're taking advantage of the laws of the universe, which I break down into the law of attraction, what you attract to your life, the law of the opposites, the law of the reverse, serendipity, using all of that. The second common thread was their hidden self, knowing their strengths and their weaknesses, being able to blend and capitalize with other personalities, learning what their true north is, how they can contribute, and their reason for being, raison d'etre. And that's what Kenny Ortega taught me during the Olympics that I worked a year with him. Number three is the goal setting, how to do that, and time management. And those successful teams are focused on achieving. And the fourth thing was ability to handle change and things that sabotage teams, things that are their stumbling blocks, and what keeps them stuck, and behavioral inhibitors. And those were the common things I found. And one interesting thing that I found was this entitlement versus gratitude. And the happiest, most successful teams live in gratitude and get away from this entitlement of this generation, which leads to resentment. That was an interesting part that I hadn't learned before my research.
That is very interesting, and as a parent of kids who were teens very recently, the you know, well, I should have a cell phone because everyone has a cell phone. I should have a car, and
oh,
I think
yeah.
This is nothing new. This has been going on for generations, but it's interesting that you found some surprises. I want to get into that. What else you learned? What surprised you the most as you talked to these teens? When we return with Julie Webb Townsend, the book is The Totally Awesome You, the Inside-Outside Team Power Book. Julie Webb Townsend is our guest. She's online at juliewebbtownsend.com. Back with more in just moments. Hang on. This is The Burke Allen Show.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene
Murphy! Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
See Landau Eugene Murphy live in a city near you and pick up That's Life on Columbia Records. It's the Burke Allen Show, number 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. Our guest today is Julie Webb Townsend. The book is The Totally Awesome You, the Inside-Outside Teen Power Book. And Julie joins us live on the line from Utah. Julie had an interesting last couple of weeks. Not only has she written a book about teens, but the teens that she is surrounded with as an instructor at Roy High School have been in the national spotlight after a major bomb plot was uncovered at her school. Two teens at the school were arrested on January 25th, and one of the students had written an article, a front-page article for the high school paper there, where they interviewed the principal at Colorado's Columbine High School about the mass shootings there and at Virginia Tech. And it looks like these teens actually had the wherewithal to pull this off and almost did. Julie Webb Townsend, thanks for being a part of the program today.
Thank you.
You, in this book, interviewed over 500 teens, and you actually put together a panel of youth coaches where you talk about, you know, successful teen traits and what sets some kids apart from other kids, what makes them excel. What did you learn from doing this book that surprised you when it comes to kids?
What surprised me? It surprised me how much they wanted positive role models, positive input. There's so much media bombardment of what teens are supposed to be supposed to look like and act like, and they really want positive role models. They want to be good. They want to be successful. They want to know how to do it at such an exploratory time. And I had them rank what they wanted more information on, and it came down to these seven things. How do I handle peer pressure? What about school, jobs, and money? They wanted to know more about sex, and from maybe even a different perspective, a lot about self-esteem, handling changes, transitions into college, dating relationships, and the it factor. So that's nothing really surprised me except that they want parental guidance. They want to make a difference in the world. They want help, and they want some really positive models.
One of the things that we hear a lot about in the news, Julie, is this this phenomenon that seems to have gotten a lot worse in the last few years of teen bullying, and particularly bullying amongst middle school and high school girls. Talk to me about that and what you learned there.
Oh, you know, I think it's so many television shows that make it look, they glamorize bad behavior. You know, you can just even name all the shows. My book also talks about outward beauty and inward beauty. The outward is being more feminine. I have a section on etiquette. I want to bring back that elegance and that respect between the boys and the girls. And speaking at different high schools and junior highs, they want more of that. But where it's all coming from, in my opinion, is a lot of the violent videos they're playing, the TV shows, the mean girl kind of things. This bullying is becoming, they're becoming desensitized, and that this is okay. And I think that's where it's coming from. That's, you know, it's worrying me, but they're very positive to my side of the story, which is, you know, let's stop all this craziness. Let's start being more respectful, which, you know, definitely the bullying comes into play there. But in my research, the boys want the girls to be more feminine, and the respect needs to be emphasized more.
And Julie Webb Townsend is our guest today. She is the author of this new book, The Totally Awesome You, the Inside Outside Teen Power Book. What would you say to moms and dads who may be listening who say, you know what, this stuff has been going on for years. It was the same when I was in high school. It was the same when my parents were in high school. Is it just more of the same over and over again?
Oh, I don't think so. I see a division in the teens. I see the real high achievers. They're brilliant. They're just light years ahead of when I was that age. And then we've got the other ones that are really struggling, and there's just, we've just got the big extremes. So I think that would be the difference between when I grew up and it's just, things are just more blatant that way. So this book is a help for the parents, because a lot of the parents are saying just what I'm saying in the book, but they aren't listening to their parents. So I have 8 coaches that have incredible stories of survival, and then the reader has to decide, you know, what they're pulling from that. There's worksheets that they turn into their parents, and I also have them use this book as textbooks in high school. It's written in a real teen language, so there's a lot of white space and pictures, and it's conversational. And so if the parents were to pick up on this book and then present it to their teens and kind of work through it with them, I think it's fun. It's just real teen language. I think that might be helpful, because they do have a challenge raising teens now. It's not easy.
It is definitely not easy. As a parent of someone who's gone through this a couple of times, and we'll have one more coming down the pike, I'll use all the reference material I can get. And this is going on the bookshelf, The Totally Awesome You from Julie Webb Townsend. Now, how can folks pick up the book if they're interested?
Yes, just go to my website. There's a lot of information, talks more about the coaches, and the kids can interact with the coaches, interact with me, love to get to know your kids. It's www.juliewebtownsend.com. All the information's there for interactive communication with us.
Outstanding. She's a college instructor, high school instructor, and was in the belly of the beast, if you will, just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
At Roy High School there in Utah. I'm glad that everything turned out as well as it did, and that you were able to talk with us today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You bet. Julie Webb Townsend is the author of The Totally Awesome You. The Inside Outside Teen Power Book. Pick it up online at juliewebtownsend.com or wherever great books are sold. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. I thank you so much for listening. Wherever you are in the world tuning in today, and a special hello to our men and women in the U.S. Armed Forces listening overseas. Thanks for being a part of the show. Now go out and make it a great day.